This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you
this very important question. Should employers make vaccinations mandatory for staff? Why or why not? Twitter and Instagram. We'll get to the results after this story.
Yes.
A couple of comments on as well.
Okay. At BFM Radio is our handle. And 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You have about 10 minutes to get in touch. Now, we now have a story about money on the table for early staff. So following in the footsteps of the MIT 100K Entrepreneurship Competition, the Asia School of Business has launched its inaugural 101K Entrepreneurship Competition this year.
Right. And this is, I think, you know, we need something positive. Okay.
Yes.
So it's aimed at building a dynamic entrepreneurial ecosystem in Southeast Asia. Registration is now open to teams of tertiary students and early stage startups from around the region. And on top of gaining exposure to coaching and boot camps delivered by mentors or ASB and the regional startup and VC ecosystem, teams will vie for the total prize money of more than $260,000 and additional benefits from competition partners, including Microsoft. Following in the footsteps of the MIT 100K Entrepreneurship Competition, which has been running since 1989, notable past participants include now public listed HubSpot and Akamai, amongst many others. So they were part of that, and now they're public listed companies, right? ASB 101K also seeks to jumpstart ventures offering innovative, technology-driven, scalable solutions.
In the areas or specific areas of agriculture, education, environment, finance, healthcare, ICT, and other sectors as well. So the competition is going to be divided into two tracks. You've got ASB 101K that welcomes student teams from various disciplines at any level of study from tertiary level institutions across Southeast Asia to register for the competition via the student track. Meanwhile, early stage startups registered anywhere in Southeast Asia after the 1st of January 2019 are eligible to participate under the startup track.
So yeah, so it's for tertiary students and startups, right? So not age dependent. The competition will reward the most scalable, sustainable and innovative business solution that addresses a genuine business problem with respect to its target market. Respective track winners will be awarded 101,000 ringgit each. Further, there are additional perks for the semi-finalist teams from competition partners, and through Microsoft's partnership with ASB 101K, semi-finalists will receive certification vouchers valid up to 6 months after the competition from the tech giant. And these vouchers from Microsoft will provide the semi-finalists the opportunity to receive certification programs worth up to $180 in the areas of artificial intelligence and data analytics.
Yeah, so the competition involves three rounds. The first round is called the executive summary. A total of 100 teams will be shortlisted. The second round is for business model. 24 finalists will advance to round three, which includes which is about presentations. The latter two rounds will kick off with boot camps to help participating teams solidify their business model and improve their pitching skills, respectively. And due to the pandemic, initial rounds will be held virtually, while I think the location of round three is still pending.
Depending on the situation and time. So again, registration for ASB 101K and round one submissions are open from now till 1st September. So you've got a month to do this. And for more information on ASB 101K or to register, go to asb101k.com.
Right. So some positive news if you're looking to get some
money. And the track record is that, I mean, since 1989, you know, so that's close to how many years now? Over 30 years. Okay, over 30 years. And there's some companies that have come up from that to become public listed companies right now. Yeah. So
give it a shot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just to wrap up, should employers make vaccinations mandatory for staff? Why or why not, Frida?
The final tally on Twitter is 86.9% yes and 13.1% no.
Over on Instagram, 93% say yes, 7% say no.
All right. A couple of comments here from Anwar Jumaboy. He said, I thought Dr. Michael Teo put the vaccination issue in a very clear light. If you don't get vaccinated, you put the company at risk since your role exposes you to third-party drivers and service people. Then we've got one here from 5442 who says, you know, workplace currently, from Iskandar, workplace is currently the most active COVID spreading medium. Thus, it's important to prioritize her community, thereby compulsory vaccination with consent, obviously. From Maggie here says, as mature people, let's not just focus on freedom of choice, but also responsibility to others in the shared environment. So even if the employer or the government doesn't say so, we should vaccinate for the greater good.
Right. Over on Instagram, we've got Najman who says, no, government should make it mandatory. Government should make it mandatory. Because how would companies handle non-vax employees? Jocelyn says, it's human rights. Ivan says, because you got to be responsible for others, your co-workers, your customers, etc. KD just says, herd immunity. We have Mahathir Raja Lee who says, previously, most cases are work-related. This targets the majority of cases, you know, this rule. Proxima Tech says vaccine acts as bulletproof vest. We've also got, oh, we've got a whole bunch here. Bila Bila Mart says, our staff have been wholly vaccinated and good for you. And maybe I'll just read one last one here who's from Isla, who says, herd immunity, closed area, aircon, meetings, construction, etc. So, you know, it should be mandatory. Thank you so much for all your messages. You know, our apologies that we couldn't get through all of them, but thank you so much for chiming in on our show today. Of course, that was our top story. Should employers make vaccinations mandatory for staff? We then moved on to story number two,
which was about the pharmacists, you know, with the how this self-test kits are available at My Sujatra, and of course they're not happy about that.
And finally,
a story about 101,000 ringgit up for grabs if you are a tertiary student, you got a bunch of friends together, or you're an early stage startup. So that's a from ASB 101 K.com.
If
apply, get money. You got 1 month.
If you missed out on the details for that, you can go look for the details on our podcast page. We've got, we'll have the notes, linked to the our show notes there. Of course, that's at our website, bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more of these stories. But till then, to take us out of the show, here's Rooney with When Did Your Heart Go Missing? Wonder who he's talking about. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.